This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Well, because I want one, but I don't know what I would use it for. Makes me want to go back to school. God.
I was ready to start just like jump with 2 feet onto TAC, and then you took all my thunder with.
Sorry.
So for years, okay, couple things. Number one, I am not a boomer. Do we all agree?
What are you?
I'm an X.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay, no, I need a little more enthusiasm behind
yeah.
that. I'm not a...
not a boomer.
Do you think of me as a boomer? Do you honestly think of me as a boomer? Without, when you're not trying to hurt daddy, when you're just like being like...
No, I don't. I don't think of that.
Do you think of me as an X?
To me, I forget about X.
Exactly.
To be honest, there's boomer and then it's millennial. I forget there's an in-between.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because it doesn't...
So then you do think of me as a boomer.
Because it's like, what happened to Gen Y? And why did it go X and then Z? Now, like, it doesn't make... X,
I think
it's out of place. There's no order for it in my mind. It goes boomer, X, millennial, Z,
I think,
and then now alpha. It's like,
yeah.
I think
you just forgot Y. What about W?
I think it's you guys. I think it's the millennials.
Or Gen Y?
And that you don't want to be called like Y. Because you're asking questions. Why?
I don't
Why?
Think.
Yeah, like, I think it's... You, no, I do.
I think the millennials really have any say in how, we're, in
you
how
chose
we're spoken
your
about.
Own
I think,
name.
No, I think... No. I think
we didn't choose it. I didn't choose it. There was no meeting where they were like, what should we call these sons of...
How do you choose your... Gen Z chose their own name when they're, what, 12?
Somebody did.
No way. It's a,
somebody
the older
chose
generations
it.
Choose it.
Who chose it? And why... Okay. We called boomers boomers because of an actual baby boom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Millennials are like the turn of the millennium. That's when.
So
that's
then
when it
suck it.
So then the next one should be Gen Y because we just skipped Y for some reason.
No, but it's like iPhone skipped 10 and just did an X. I know X is a Roman numeral 10, but you know what I'm saying? No, they skipped 9. iPhone skipped 9.
And they went to the 10.
Yes,
the
they
X
went.
Or
they
whatever.
Went from 8
okay.
to X.
Because
okay. you're just
well,
allowed to do
wrong.
That sometimes. No, it's
that's
not.
Wrong.
Don't say that.
No, we're all, it's like the hotels. It's don't put a 13th floor in, but you know what floor you're on if you're on 14. You know what it is.
It's
yeah.
so true.
Yeah.
You know.
This is so dumb. I was on a plane the other day and I'm trying to pick my seats. And obviously there is no row 13, but like Noah and I got seats. We had two options, row 8 or row 20. Guess how far apart they were. Back to back.
What?
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
I don't either. I don't know what
it I'm is. Also very confused. What do you mean there's no row 13?
They don't just like
they don't have. I've never noticed that.
Do you know what he's talking about with hotels?
Yeah.
It's the exact same thing. Nobody wants to sit
what?
On an airplane in
I've
row 13.
I've never noticed that.
I haven't noticed it on airplanes either.
Of course
yeah.
they don't have a 13. If a hotel
of course.
Doesn't have it.
It's like, but they do.
No, because.
They do. They'd have, you could
but,
count them.
But there's just, some Gen Y, my life is hard, is going to go, I'm not sitting in that row. If this plane goes down, it's because I'm in row 13.
That would be a boomer mentality.
That's not
yeah.
a boomer thing.
Yeah.
Boomers
no,
live
no,
through
the
some
millennials
stuff.
Just want leg space and like, a good size flip
yeah.
down.
You think, oh, is, you think we're traveling?
Yeah.
Because what? You don't have the money? Because mommy didn't get you another participation trophy?
Okay.
Is that what it is?
Yep, it is. Okay. It is. Okay. I can't bring them all with me.
Okay. Sorry. The way I wanted this all to start, like an hour ago, was you guys have said, you guys coined the phrase, okay, boomer,
mm-hmm.
for when... An older person
mm-hmm.
has some outdated ideal or some outdated opinion
mm-hmm.
and you can shut them
it's
down.
It's very dismissal or dismissive. Sorry.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you're just
yeah.
like, okay, boomer.
Yeah. It's polite.
Okay.
Vaguely polite. It's not rude. It's not rude.
It's 100% because you don't go like, okay, boomer. You're like, okay, boomer.
See, that's more condescending. Okay, boomer. Like a pat
that
on the head.
That is exactly
okay.
How you say
that's
it.
That's way more condescending. No. Just okay, boomer. Like, I hear you.
That's more accurate.
Yeah.
Either way, it's condescending.
I'm saying okay, and you are a boomer. It's accurate.
But you're also, you're saying okay dismissively, and boomer, like, that's why you have that opinion. It's your way of like going, like when you're in an argument with somebody and you just stop fighting, you're like, and you just do that laugh. And it's like, they just keep making points.
Because
like,
you realize, I'm not going to get anywhere with this
boomer.
Person. I'm not a boomer.
Okay, boomer.
I'm not a boomer.
I know, but it's still, you can tell it hurts. It's not nice.
No.
My point an hour and a half ago now was, now we get to say, okay, millennial, because all y'all are thinking like boomers.
Yeah, I'm getting up there. Definitely. I'm getting cranky. I'm getting old. I'm getting, what's the word? Codgery?
Yeah. Curmudgeonly?
Curmudgeonly. Yeah, all of those.
But why?
Ready to go to dinner at 4.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. Actually, the boomers do that, right?
I would not eat boomer food. Like, all the weird.
What do you think boomer food
like
is?
Like soup and chili and like weird. It's like the early bird
again,
special.
I'm
food.
Not a boomer. But like, that is not what boomers
eat. Like a turkey
eat.
Dinner. Like, I'm not getting any. Like, yeah.
What do you think the number one boomer. Will you Google this?
I'm looking it
what
up
is
right
the
now.
Number this one boomer keep. Restaurant?
Boomer restaurant. I don't know. See, I was thinking like Wendy's, but that's older. Whatever is older than boomer. Because Wendy's, they go there early. They have chili and baked potatoes, and they
don't
and
make chili at early in, at Wendy's.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, you go into Wendy's. Yes, you go into Wendy's now. Early. Yes, it's like it's blue hairs eating dinner.
You're saying at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Who would know about Wendy's? I've been to 3 today. I would know.
Are you being serious? You're saying you think Wendy's is like the new Furs? Because like when I was growing up, like what would my parents be? They're not boomers, I don't think.
So old, whatever the next. I think that's what I'm, that's
is that
what
the
I'm
greatest
thinking of. Boomers
generation?
Aren't that old. Boomers aren't old. Aren't that
boomers
old.
Are pretty old, man. Boomers are in their 60s, I think.
Do you want to know the number one...
The number one restaurant of boomers. Yeah. Hold on. I want to guess. I want to say.
I want to say like.
It's
like
fast. No, it's Chili's.
Ooh, it's, no, I was going to go like a Village Inn.
No, so like Village Inn is like.
A little more variety.
But it's
breakfast,
that's
lunch,
drunk
dinner.
People at night. So it's Chili's.
At night, but who's in there at 3 p.m.?
Okay, hold on. Am I close with Chili's?
No, you're close with the second one, which is Applebee's.
Is it Applebee's?
No, that's the second.
Oh, I love first. Applebee's.
Applebee's is number two for boomers?
Honorary boomer. I love Applebee's.
I don't know how to tell you this. Applebee's and Chili's is the exact same place.
They're different.
In what way are Applebee's and Chili's different?
Pam can only go to one of them.
Okay, all I'm saying is I'm going to get food from Applebee's and Chili's and do the blindfold taste test, and you're going to be like, that's Chillables.
I would know because that was the only restaurant in my college town. So I went there all the time.
Okay, millennial.
late night.
It doesn't fit. It's just...
It's going to... Yeah. I don't... Okay, hold on.
Anyways, what is the number one boomer restaurant?
It's not Village Inn. It's
no.
Not... Applebee's is two.
Yeah.
It's got to be a buffet then, Golden Corral.
There you go.
Wow. I love Golden Corral.
The boomer knows.
All right, so we have a whole list of reasons millennials are turning into boomers.
Yeah, I had an alarming rate, apparently.
And we're going to get to it right after we get back from Golden Corral.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So, I've had enough. We're talking, young people and your ideas and your rock and roll. Turn it down. God, pissing me off.
It is turning out that I am younger than T-Hack.
Yeah.
I don't know how that happened.
I don't either.
Yeah. You have become a boomer mm-hmm. and you're a millennial.
Yes, yeah.
Do you
I'm like, I'm right down the, I'm smack in the middle, like pure millennial.
Okay.
But I'm a boomer at heart.
So we're trying to get to the things that millennials and boomers agree on, but we don't have time because I'm just... Do you think that you've become a boomer because you're married with kids Or do you think all millennials, you have single friends, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
That are also millennials.
Uh huh.
Are they as hardo, like curmudgeonly as you
no,
are?
No,
because they're single and they're living life and they're, not.
Yeah. So maybe that's why I'm younger than you, because I'm back out here.
Oh.
I guess. Are you living life, would you say?
I'm life adjacent.
Yep.
I don't like that framing of like, oh, you know, when you go out to bars, that's living life.
No,
like,
I agree.
Like, no, I'm pretty sure being at home with my wife and beautiful children is also living life. It's pretty good.
They're different lives to live.
Tomato, tomato, as my friend Josh always says. Okay. So without giving up your home address, like this is... We meant to make this a feature on the show with just T-Hack coming in every day going like, and another thing!
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Grinds my gears!
Yeah.
You think the addresses
someone
should
needs to fix
be
them.
Predictable.
Yeah, get Polis on the phone. They don't make any sense, right? I understand. Even is on one side of the street. Odd is on the other side
so
of the street.
You're doing so good, Grandpa.
Right? Okay. So if I am in, if my house ends in a 6, the house next to me should end in an 8, but it doesn't, and I don't know why. It just skips.
Do you want
around.
Me to get you to it? Do you want me to
sure.
get you there?
How does it work?
Okay,
I genuinely want to know. How
you
does it
really
work?
Don't
I really don't
this?
Know. No,
do you understand it?
I think so.
Okay, so no. Let's pretend
they don't cover this in
let's
school.
Let's pretend you're the first house on the street.
Okay,
you're going to be either 0 or 2.
Okay.
Okay. Now let's run all the way to the end of the street, one block away. What number is that going to be? Either 0 or 2 or 98. Because we're in one block, we're going to get 100 numbers in. Because that's what we do. Like between 6th and 7th, you have to have 602 all the way up to 698. Because then it's 7th. You're going to have 702 all the way up to 798. Then after 8th Avenue, you're going to have 802.
So no matter how many houses are on the street, they have to fit 100 numbers
yes!
in?
Yes!
Why? Because would they do it that
because
way?
Because the streets are numbered like 1 through, like avenues are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, right? You get that.
Yeah.
And then the side streets going the other way, like University is 2300 East. Colorado is 4,000 East. There are 7 blocks between University and Colorado. Every one of those blocks has 100 numbers in it. So
wow.
If between...
I need to like go outside and start counting because I cannot...
You can't picture what I'm saying?
Yeah. Why? And I don't
As
I don't
a courier,
cause...
you could tell me an address and I'm going to tell you exactly where it is without getting a map out. And without getting in my
car.
Okay.
Well, and I understand couriers represent like 80% of the population, but for the rest of us who just live in
just
our house.
Just figure it out!
But if I'm going, oh, this guy, what number do you
so
live
how
in?
Does
and
it
they tell
up?
Me. I don't know how many houses down you are.
If there's 10 houses on the street, you gotta go up by tens instead of going up by twos. Because you can't make this house 702 and that house 704 and then all of a sudden go 706,
if you just only go to
710, and then, oh, 798. Like, you go up, so if there's 10 houses on the block, then you're 702, the next one's 712, next one's 722, next one's, like, they go up in bigger increments to fill the gap between the two numbers.
I did not know that. So I genuinely didn't know that.
I can tell, Boomer! But
why? I don't understand how that makes sense. There's different numbers of houses on each street. So why not just this street has 10 houses, this street has 12, this has 8.
Have you ever been to a neighborhood, like my neighborhood, where the houses are huge?
Yes, yeah.
The numbers go up on my street by 10 between houses.
So the big, okay. So
because you have to make up for
you
the...
You have to get... You got to get to 100 within 10 houses.
But who can we get to 100? Why?
Because that's just,
we've always done it that way, Boomer.
So people can find houses. How could you not find,
I understand, even okay. an odd.
Does it work
still,
the same for like retail?
Yes,
like
everything
businesses?
Works the same. If I'm on my way to a place that is 450 University, then I know it's on University between 4th and 5th, exactly halfway. Do you get it?
Okay.
Because it's 450. That's halfway.
How do you know what's halfway, though?
Because 50 is half of 100.
But if you've never been on that street before, you're still looking at the house numbers anyways. You could just look. You know it's on an even. You would just go to the even number. If they go up by 2, who cares?
We need to go for a ride.
We don't have time to even still get to the... We're going to get to the reasons Tiak is a boomer likely tomorrow at this time.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.